And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup here in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. I can't believe we've already been through an hour. Flying by. We always say it's the fastest 2 hours in radio, and it sure feels like it, especially with such a great bud and friend in here. Jamie Tennis from Seasons Sport Fishing. We're having a great time talking fishing, talking the operation, all this great fishing. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Same with the tech. Corey, it's going to be a great second hour.
It really is. And on top of all that, Rick, we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa. You can go on the Costa site, choose anything you want, pair of glasses, all their swag. And secondarily, we're giving away a season swag pass. So secondarily, being that, you know, one winner is going to win one, one's going to win the second one, and a hoodie, shirt, and hat from Season Sport Fishing. Super cool, Jamie, for you to do that. And
really cool.
You can text us via the app. Only done through the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number.
Good call.
So we can get back at you. And our telephone number, one open line right now. It's all yours, 213-432-1090.
All right, well, let's start it off with another great text. Good morning, guys. Jamie, could you tell us could you tell us how you began your career and came up the ranks to where you are now offering the premier 4-pack, 6-pack charter boat? That's from Mike and Rosemead.
Yeah, like I kind of touched a little bit earlier. Like, I cut my teeth, you know, fishing on the freelance, you know, for Donnie, you know, serving him some cheeseburgers back in the early 90s, you know, my first season, and then you know, got hired on the Thunderbird, the old Thunderbird, with Beaker and those guys. And kind of, you know, the freelance is where I learned customer service. Back in those days, we were fishing 70 guys, you know, barracuda fishing.
Wow.
That sounds scary.
It was quite scary. I'm glad I still have both my eyeballs, you know what I mean? But, you know, being in high school, being a younger guy, and that's where I learned the customer service. I learned what to do, what not to do. You know, you see some of these guys, you know, kind of yelling at passengers. You know, they're not going to come back.
Totally.
You know,
and,
I mean,
and if they do, it's because they have to.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And so, you know, you really learn how to treat people, and that was kind of where I cut my teeth and kind of learned, obviously, the techniques of fishing, you know, the techniques of running boats, and you know, the customer service, which is the most important, I think, of the whole. With the whole deal is, mm-hmm. is how to treat people. And,
so nicely
yeah.
said.
Yeah, man. Totally.
Yeah, so nicely said. Because you either have that or you don't, right? I mean, you can learn it. You can,
yeah.
you know, you can teach it. But if you can't, you have it. I mean, I know
yeah.
it. You have it in your blood as a human being to treat others.
How you want to be treated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
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 Good text. Hey, man, appreciate it very much. That does open up an open phone line. As Corey said, 213-432-1090. Let's jump on the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Ralph? Ralph, calm from Menifee. Good morning, Ralph.
What's going on, boys? Good morning. Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Morning.
I still get compliments on my season gear that I wear.
I
go back I go back to Higher Source, man, and those records, those album covers were amazing. Those album covers were amazing.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of where the design, you know what I mean, of Seasons recordings, you know what I mean, and then kind of just based on Seasons. I mean, what a great name for a fishing company, because, you know, fishing's based on Seasons, so. That's kind of how that went.
Yeah, for sure. But got a question. So on your trips, I'm curious. What's the fish processing like on the boat? Meaning, you know, when a beautiful bluefin comes aboard, how are you guys handling it?
So that's a great question. So, you know, on a smaller boat, you know, we don't have RSWs. So, you know, we've got big kill bags. We like take 200 pounds of ice with us every morning from fishermen's. So, you know, all the ice is in bags, you know, ready to go for if a catch. So, you know, everything is gilled and bled, and then put in that ice, you know, after we catch.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get in, you know, it goes to one of the processors on any bigger fish. You know, well, I'll cut your fish, you know, coming in if, you know, like, you know, smaller grade
yeah.
stuff. So, But we like to send the big fish to the processors.
And Brian Kihara, we were talking about this yesterday, and it's just the right way. It's the respect for the fish and respect for the harvest. And
absolutely,
if you try cutting that big of a fish up on the boat, it just... It can end up okay.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things. It's not about what I'm going to do. It's about what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? If I send you home with, you know, several bags of loins, you know, are you going to take it home? Are you going to get, you know,
right,
you know, get it dry, get it, you know, out of that bag into a new bag? Because that fish can't sit in a refrigerator in the juices that I cut it in. So, yeah, it's the respect of the catch. I think any of that big fish needs to be handled properly on a stable cutting board. And
so you go out cod fishing, potentially you're coming home, you're going to take care of that, you're going to go home with a, you know, beautiful bag full of rock cod fillets to go make dinner that night, and then a trophy fish, it's going to get the full treatment from the full fish processor.
Yeah, we like to have all that big stuff processed. But any all that yellowtail, dorados, all the, you know, rockfish, you know, I cut on the way in for you.
And again, the beauty of you being here in the mornings, you're here when the processors are, so a big fish can stay on ice overnight on the boat, which, you know, as they say, is like the best thing for it. Let rigor set in, let that fish sit on the bone overnight, totally encased in ice in your bag, and then in the morning before your passengers show up the next time, you can take that fish right up to Fisherman's Processing or the processor of your choice and take care of everything for
it. We actually just leave the bag on the dock when we pull out the next
crew,
and then they grab it for us. So, there you go.
That's a great relationship.
Again, why those guys are on the top of the game, no doubt. That's cool. But hey, a great phone call, very much. Let's slide back into the text since I get it fired up. This one is from Mario. It says, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Been a very long time listener. Been listening for decades. I have two old Penn International reels, a 12T and a 50TW. Can those be converted to two speeds? Who does the conversions? And give me your thoughts. That's from Mario and Benita. So, couple things. Yes, they can be converted. Without question, the only service is Cal's Custom Built Reels. Those guys are the man, Eric and Cal. Nobody better in the world. With that said, becomes the decision to make on what you're going to be doing with those reels. Cal and Eric can make them fantastic, but you know you're going to be spending, you know, you're going to be spending you know some bucks bringing those reels up to speed on what is still a little bit older technology. So I think what I would do is call Eric, call Cal. These are the reels I have, and they're going to walk you through the process on the type of fishing that you're going to be doing. And, you know, you guys together might decide, you know what, hey, for the amount of money we're spending, you could buy a brand new Speedmaster 20 and be right back to work and fishing and still have that reel for, you know, for a trolling reel, for something like that. Or, you know, for nostalgia's sake, maybe they were dads, maybe there's some sentimental value and you really want to go catch a fish with them, then absolutely have Eric trick out that 12 and two-speed it and free spool it and make a killer reel. But I think that you need to call Cal's Reels, talk to Eric and Cal, get an idea of the cost that you're going to be investing, and make sure that it doesn't make more sense to get something new, because you're starting to be in that ballpark.
Get something new, right?
Totally. Like, and both great choices. You guys just, you know, depending on what type of fishing you're going to be doing and where you're going to be going, you two kind of make that call.
I think I'd be going new.
I think I would too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, I think the technology is just light years.
It's something we talked about yesterday too, Brian, and it just, things have overlapped exponentially, and the gear today is so much better than just 5 years ago.
Yeah, just, you know, just being light, being able to hold, you know,
totally
a smaller reel, diameter reel, you know what I mean, packed with braid, and being able to hold that reel in your hand all day versus, you know, maybe something like this that...
In the old days, it was, you know, you used a lever drag reel for fighting a fish because it made the most drag, or you made a star drag for casting. And now having Talica and Speedmaster and these little reels that are lever drag and have huge drag potentials, but smooth gears, powerful, easy to turn the handle. But they free spool, I mean, you damn near wouldn't know it wasn't a star drag. They cast so good. I mean, there's just no limitations, you know, firing out a bait on that, you know, Talica Speedmaster 12. You fish them every day.
Absolutely,
I mean, there's no downside.
There's no downside, absolutely, yeah. They cast amazing.
Pretty darn sweet, for sure. Hey, Corey, let's jump back into those phones.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Rob? Rob calling from Capistrano Beach. Good morning, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's great to hear you guys this morning. I always enjoy waking up and hearing the show. I just got I'm kind of getting turned on to fly fishing. I'm wondering if Seasons frowns upon bringing a fly rod on the boat, and if you do have all the gear, or do I need to bring all my own gear?
Some good questions.
That's a great question, and we love having a fly fisherman on the boat. We do not have gear, so you would have to bring your own gear. But
fly fishing wise,
yeah. But we've had a couple guys that fish with us quite a bit, and we've got a bow tank on the boat that they started stripping line. So I'm not a fly fisherman, but you can strip your line, and it all goes in this tank in our bow bait tank, which is really cool.
Oh, that's a great call.
So yeah, it keeps the line off the deck. So you know, we'll usually have our bait guys fishing bait in the back, and then yeah, you've got the bow to yourself, and
you can strip
into that bait tank, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I can only imagine. Again, you guys are like kelp patty assassins. Like you know, you find a good kelp that's full of dorados or yellows or something. There's got to be some awesome, especially having the bait capacity to get them really fired up and then to be able to cast a fly in there. Like, how rad must that be?
Yeah, I mean, the Dorado fishing when we've had those fly guys on the boat or, catching a yellowfin on the fly.
Yeah.
Pretty special.
I'll bet.
And there are some fly guys that listen to the show that would be just stoked to have their four buddies,
Yeah.
There are four buddies on the boat by themselves doing the fly thing.
And you can have, one guy or two guys, fishing a fly rod on the back, and then, like I said, the one in the bow.
Cool.
Yeah.
There's some serious ass kicking that gets done if you're on the wrong end of a fly rod and hang a nice little bit.
I can just say no thank you. I enjoy it, right? I enjoy that whole thing and the concept, but I'm also about to harvest and having a good time.
Absolutely.
I think it's cool, and I'd like to catch something real on it. I've really come to like fly fishing lately, but I think what I know the most about me is I like the places that you go fly fishing more than the act of fly, you know what I mean? Like,
that is so nicely said.
The places that it's right to fish a fly, I just like being in those places more than I like any other part of it. Like, I'd be just as fine fly line and a night crawler and a spinning rod, don't get me wrong, but like, yeah, where you go to fly fish, I like being in those places a lot.
Now I know why Pete went to Montana.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah, no doubt. someone here's got to figure it out, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Hey, if you want to join us this morning, we got a shot for you. It's 213-432-1090. Another text says, great show this morning, guys. I'm really interested to learn more about 4-pack charters. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm also interested in getting your thoughts on kelp patty etiquette, both from the point of view of the boat who's on a productive patty and from one approaching a patty. We're always happy to share, but we don't like it when a boat drives right on top of the patty that we're fishing. That's from Dave in San Diego.
That's a loaded question.
That is a loaded question, but one of my favorite questions.
Yeah, totally.
I love that question, and I like to talk about that just because there is some etiquette out there. I mean, we'll spend all day, some days glassing, 6-7 hours to find the kelp that's going to produce for us for the day. So finding that kelp and a guy runs at 20 knots straight up into it, when we're making a drift, is just not good.
Not acceptable.
It's not acceptable at all. So, setting up on a kelp, I like to set up, off the kelp. You don't pull your boat up onto the kelp. I mean, that fish isn't on the kelp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not a largemouth and a lily pad.
Right.
No.
Most people think they're literally right underneath
it. Yeah. So,
they're a school of fish that are cycling.
Yeah. I mean,
around.
They could be 100 yards, 200 yards.
Quarter mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, getting into the area, I like to make our first drift, like you said, far from the kelp.
Yeah. Don't let them know you're coming.
Yeah. So, setting up wind, shutting the boat down, and then just, being patient. I mean, a lot of times that fish doesn't swim around the kelp or get back to you, maybe for a drift. So, the first drift we might not see much. The second drift, I might edge the boat a little bit closer, kind of set up a little closer, and then our chum starts to, bring that
gather up on you.
Yeah,
totally.
So what about a second boat coming in? Like, how would you?
So a second boat, I go to bed at night. Like, I'll never fish a kelp.
That's how I feel.
That has a boat on a kelp. Like, I like to see no boats in my gyros, so I'm not going to go anywhere near somebody that's fishing a kelp. But that being said, a lot of times a guy that will come set up swell of us and just sit.
Yeah, just wait it out.
just sit. And, you know, a lot of times, like, I'll drive right up to him. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not on the radio. Like, I'll drive right up to him and say, it's your turn, man. I appreciate you, you know, being patient. This is what we caught. Enjoy.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think that that's the only move. I'm from that same school of thought. It's like, you know, nobody owns anything on the ocean, but like, man, we put the work in and we found this. Or, hey, that guy put the work in and he found it. I got no, that had nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Like, the last thing I want to do is fish some other thing that some other guy has. And you know what? If it's the type of day where they're very few and far between and that is your plan, I think you said it best. I don't go upswell and give him room. I just wait, you know, wait.
Yeah.
Wait completely. You're not fishing, you're not doing anything. And if that's really the move that you want to make, give him the space, and then when he's done, then go take your
fish. Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And a lot of times that kelp is associated with a current line or
exactly.
some type of
yeah.
like, once you find a second one, which you usually will, yeah. there you can line them up like
but yeah, figure out why that kelp is there.
Yeah.
Go get your own. You know you're in the zone now. You're in an area that's got good water and that fish is holding. It's not you've almost completed the puzzle. Don't skip to the end and,
totally.
And do what somebody else did. You're just about there. Like, you did the work. You got in the zone. You're in the right water. There's kelps around you holding fish. Go find one. Have it all to yourself and then have a blast catching them.
Yeah.
I know somebody that would have a very good way of
great timing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we've
someone that has no opinion, I'm sure, on other people fishing kelp.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know he's going to have a good opinion on it. That's your saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hansen, sponsored by the Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier experience, processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now, with the addition of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest with more day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check out fishermansprocessing.com, and don't forget to make your reservations today. And we've got them on hold.
Yeah, somebody who just doesn't mind you coming in on any kelp that he's on ever.
Absolutely.
Is your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Oh, my God, you guys are so funny. I am the calmest guy on the water. What are you talking about, Rick?
Yes,
I never voice my opinion.
Never
said
Rick's voice on the water one time.
Nah.
Not once.
No. Oh, my goodness. Jamie, good morning. Kelly wanted to make sure I say good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, gang, if you're thinking about the proper etiquette to come in on someone else's patty, then you're not really fishing. You're out there looking for boats. That shouldn't even be on your radar, is how do I approach a boat that's on a patty? That shouldn't even be a question. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to take anything away from the gentleman that asked, but if that's how you're going to start your day, you're probably not going to have a very good day. Like Jamie says, when we're out there on the water, we're looking for clean water, and I don't mean water that's got clarity. I mean water that doesn't have any other boats in it. That's why the guys that are successful because they're out there looking for fish instead of looking for boats. And I know how exciting it is to see another boat stop. We hear about it every single day. Hey, Cap, there's a boat stopped over there. Huh? What?
Can we go fish?
What did you just say?
Them?
Yeah, what are they doing? Well, like I tell all of them, and I'm sorry, but I got a giant eagle. I said, they're all out here looking for me. So, but
oh, dear.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm trying to be calm. I've been laughing hard, though, listening to you, Corey. I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Gang, I know we had the last 2 days we've had a little bit of weird weather, like Brian Woolley was talking about. But, gang, the bonita fishing at Catalina is incredible. It is so fun right now. The whole front side of the island's got that 4-pound bonita all over the front side. And then, like Jamie was saying, there's some areas on the back side of the island that really are coming together very well. There's been a handful of sea bass caught back there, a handful of yellows, nothing wide open yet because of this weather and the lack of bait. There's no squid. The carnage went for 2 days, for 4 days, looking all around the island. They just can't find any. The little bit of squid they're finding is like that 2 to 3 inch squid, so it's not really worth getting on your boat and trying to catch it. The lack of bait right now is probably the biggest reason why we're not seeing any big counts on this sea bass. There's a little bit of squid up at the Channel Islands, but they are just day after day after day fighting this wind up there. So I think if we just get some steady, consistent weather, we're going to see some absolutely phenomenal fishing. And then, Corey, you and I, this is our time of the year. The calico bass are in the full spawn mode. Cheeks are all gold. The girls are all white. White belly girls and golden cheek boys. And when they're like that, they'll eat every single thing that hits the water if you know how to present it. It's pretty fun bass fishing at Catalina. At Catalina and Clemente, it's really good. I kind of keep up with Benny Florentino. He's having a wonderful time over there. Whenever he's not getting the living bejesus beat out of him back and forth. But the fishing's phenomenal, and then you guys see what's going on down below there. One night, that stuff will bite full speed. Then it takes a day or two off, and then it bites again. We're like Corey was saying, we're coming out of the moon. I think it's just there's not a time to not go fishing. But you got to pick your dates, look at the weather, and then just go. You got to go. You don't want to go the day after they bit. You want to go when they're not biting, because that's when you're going to get lucky.
That's very well said.
Pick a boat and go fishing.
I like it. Dave,
pick a boat and go fishing.
A great job, as always. Not better advice he could give. If somebody wants to stay in touch and keep up with all that good advice, how do we find you with your saltwater guide?
Well, if you go on the internet at all, it's kind of a new thing, the internet, but if you go on there, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see me. I post 3 brand new videos every single day, and I'm tough to not see. Your Saltwater Guide, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I thank you guys for letting me be here, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Dave. Good timing.
That was some great input on Kelp, Connecticut.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I always invite them to come on in on my patty. Come on in. Get as close as you want.
There's only one worse thing I can think of, and it happened to me twice last year in my short endeavors, and I had spear fishermen pull up on me and I'll jump in.
That was my next thing. When I see a boat doing 30 knots with like 3 guys with guns hanging off the side of it in wetsuits.
Yeah.
I just pull their line in and I go straight for them. You know what I mean?
Give us some slack here.
Just stand by.
Again, you're welcome to have
not
them.
Me.
We're gonna be here all day.
Jumping in the water is not helping.
I drive the little boat. I'm usually driving a little tiny boat, so I'll drive it right in the middle of the paddy. Put the forward one, or the left one in forward, the right one in reverse, right in the middle of the paddy, and go as fast as I can for a second, and then leave.
Yeah, there's the right way, the wrong way, and then there's the Hanson way.
The Dave way.
Yes, sir. Come on into my paddy. It looks like sawdust right now. Bye.
There you go. Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
And that was sponsored by TerraFits and Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using TerraFin sea surface temperature. They have chlorophyll, currents, and more. And with TerraFin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or your mobile device and check TerraFin.com for more information.
That's it, man. You know, one thing I will say on kelps, if that's the deal that's going on, one thing that we've always done, too, is like pick a line that's not a straight line from the mouth of the Mission Bay to the 302. Like, don't leave the jetties of, you know, don't leave the jetties and then, you know, point your cursor to the 425 and drive straight. Go out a couple miles. Go in a couple miles. Go, you know, like, don't straight line it with everybody else, you know, where you're all going to run down the same, you know, the same kelps in that straight line to exactly the high spot of the bank. Like, just get yourself a few miles outside or inside and try to find some water that not, you know, every guy was 15 minutes in front of you.
Yeah.
That's just so crazy. We've had, like, 5 different conversations on kelp etiquette. I mean, it's a real deal, man.
It is a real deal. Yeah. And you know, so I've done some the PCS, you know, some of the articles in there and tried to explain, you know, you want to do it in a nice way, but it's not a good fisherman. You know what I mean? So, you know, our boat stands tall with outriggers and, you know what I mean? Guys do fish for boats and it's a real thing, you know? And like I said, 9 times out of 10, if somebody is just patient, like, I'll wave them in, and if they don't see me, I'll drive right to them and say, "Man, it's yours! Like, thank you, you know, so much for being patient. Enjoy."
Yeah.
The thing that's so cool about Jamie's advice too is like you're like right in between those two. I mean, you're fishing with a boat that's, you know, and a style that's akin to private boaters, but, you know, you fish it as a sport boat. You know, it's big and holds a lot of bait and you know, and it moves those things. So I always like your advice on all these things because it kind of covers both sides. But what do you feel about a guy that is private boating and wanting to get ready for kelping this year? Like the importance of having a good pair pair of binoculars on the boat, and then what you use and what you recommend and budget and all that kind of stuff. Like, give us the binocular rundown from Jamie.
Yeah, so binoculars, I know we've talked on, you know, a sonar. Would you rather have the sonar, you know, or a good, you know, pair of binoculars? I mean, I grew up fishing out of binoculars, you know. The sonar thing's eight years for us, but, you know, we use our Fraser Vlopes for us. I mean, that's just what I grew up fishing, and not sure if I could leave the dock without them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things that it's the best tool in my chest.
Totally.
I feel like, you know, when we leave and I jump up in that tower at Gray Light, if I don't have those, then, you know, I'm not fishing.
Yeah.
So, you know, looking through those, I feel like that I know everything that's going on. Absolutely everything from, you know, my 30-second pan.
You saw every bird.
I saw every bird.
Saw all the kelps. Like, you just don't miss things.
You don't miss things. So, yeah, I mean, ideally.
As a private boater, I think at minimum a pair of stabilized binoculars, it's a must-have.
I think it is a must-have. And, you know, I think Fujinon came out with their new ones this year, right? Mm-hmm. The new
Technos Navies?
New Technos Navies. So I haven't got to see through those, but I know a lot of guys, you know, even on the big boats, that still use those. So you don't need a $5,000, you know, pair of binoculars. Mm-hmm. I think having, you know, entry level $1,000 is still a lot of money.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, just saving on fuel, those things are going to pay for themselves.
You said it right. I mean, how much does it cost to, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Hundreds of dollars now. Let's call it what it is. We all know it.
Yeah. $6 a gallon or whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, so if you can have that tool in your back pocket, you know, but once you get used to using a pair of binoculars, I mean, I hate to say the word romantic, but it's just like being able to feel and see every, you know, condition that's happening.
I can tell by the way you're talking, you've had enough trips, if not every day, made because of that.
I tell people, like, I'll pull them out and I'll pull them on the dash and I change my batteries every morning. You know, that's kind of one of my things when, you know, we're going out. And, you know, the first person says, oh, wow, tell me about those. You know what I mean? And I'll say, you know, these things right here are going to catch our fish today.
Yeah, totally.
10 times out of 10 times, these things catch our fish. What do you mean? Well, whether it's, you know, me seeing a kelp, me seeing one tern bird that's 2 miles away, to, you know,
a single fish, a current line, a breezer, it's everything. Like, you fish with your eyeball so much, and, you know, somebody that's really good, you know, can see a few hundred yards, maybe you see something big at a half a mile. Well, you're now extending that out by miles. You know,
absolutely.
What you're covering is now, you know, you went from a dot that's the size of a pencil eraser to a 5-gallon bucket. You know, like, that's the difference that you're starting to see that you can cover.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, everyone has their own unique way of glassing. I still learn how to glass every day. I don't ever think you stop learning how to glass. You know, there's times, you know what I mean, like, you know, it's not an easy job, you know, especially those Frasers, they're not light, you know what I mean? So I get wedged in the tower. You know, my shoulders are, of all these years, I've been abused trying to hold those things to my face for, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day. But, you know, I start on the port side of the boat. That's just how I like, and I start my pan, you know. So I'll start at 9 o'clock, and then I slowly pan to 3 o'clock. And as I'm panning, it's not a fast pan, you know. I'm slowly going from port to starboard, you know, and trying to pick away, you know, the ocean, whether, like you said, you know, all, you know, birds or kelps or, you know, just clarity of water.
You're not like looking for something. You're looking for something to just come into your view.
You're looking for something that's, what would I say, like, basically not right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something that's, you know, uncharacteristic of what you're seeing. So whether it's just, it could be just like, you know, like you said, a small breezer. Maybe it's a small, like a couple of, you know, fish that just got it for a second.
One tern bird.
Yeah. One tern, you know.
How many days have you made on a single tern bird?
Oh, I watch tern birds when I leave the harbor. Those things are doing the same thing that we are, right? I mean, they're going.
And they're leaving the dock to go find fish.
They're leaving in the morning, and they're going. So I look at direction of tern birds. So, you know, I'm not pointing the boat. Oh, all the tern birds are going that way.
But no. You got it in your head.
But I'm watching which way these birds are going. But, yeah, I can't tell you. I mean, my favorite thing is glassing a tern bird that's just sitting with his wings, you know what I mean?
It's like hovering.
Head down. Head down, 2 miles away. I can see him, you know what I mean?
He's got that twitch.
He's got a twitch and his head straight down. And all of a sudden, a little roller come up and it's just a giant kelp. You know what I mean? Yeah, and he's just, you know,
yeah,
that turn bird.
Yeah, he snitched it out.
Snitched out that kelp to us. So,
that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
That's a crazy. That's time. A win right there.
Yeah.
Yes. I dig that one.
Some great conversation,
totally.
Jamie. Hey, we're going to be right back with more great conversation with Jamie Tennis when we return on the Let's Talk Cook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now, I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information, or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockhod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun with Jamie Tennyson here, man, from Season Sport Fishing. Great conversation. I'm learning a lot, and hopefully you are too. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number for a contact, because we're giving away a $300 Costa gift certificate and Jamie Tennyson swag pack.
It is. Swag pack, yeah.
With a hat, hoodie, and shirt.
So I have to offer a correction. out. I think we all knew the answer, but was trying to be respectful to the guy with the old two-speed reels. And you know what? Hey, if you or with the old single-speed reels, and if you could, you know, get it two-speed and then bring it back close enough, then at least it's still an option. And I didn't want to just tell the guy, look, man, you got two old reels that aren't right.
Just deep six them.
Yeah. So Eric wrote me. Eric from Cal Sheets is listening to the show this morning and wrote back saying, hey, man, great info, but Cal's Custom Built Reels is the name of the business.
Yeah.
That business used to be called Cal's Two-Speed Reels, and we all know everything now comes two-speeds.
Yeah.
Eric said no more two-speeds anymore of any size. That's just not what they do. You know, they're
period. Big, end of the story.
That's it. Yeah, last one was in 2020, so it's just it's not a thing. What they can do is build you a fantastic reel and get the performance out of it. You know, whether you're looking for we've been sending a lot of reels up for guys that are wanting like jigging style reel performance in terms of really good free spool and no drag, but having power and smoothness of Italica. They can get that out of the reel. More drag pressure, smoother operation, tailoring the drag to the style of fishing you were doing. All services that Eric and Cal still do, very busy, but not taking a 30-year-old reel and putting another gear set into it now.
No more.
That's it. You got it. Thanks, Eric, for the heads up. Hey, we got a lot of fun. Phones are packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, 213-432-1090. Still plenty of time. And remember, one lucky caller is going to win either that $300 gift certificate to Costa or that killer season swag pack. We got a text coming through, and that is coming from... pull our text back up here, sorry. From Ken in Santa Barbara. Good morning, guys. I've had the opportunity to fish with Jamie all the way back to when he started with his very first boat out of Huntington Beach. I was just as impressed back then with his boat and his gear and his ability to find and catch fish as I am to the current time. Congratulations on all your years of success from Ken in Santa Barbara.
Thanks, Ken. We had some good years. I appreciate you for calling in. All your support all over the years. I really appreciate that.
That's awesome. Hey, well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, do you guys ever have a catch and release charter, and do you cut the rates down on catch and release only?
You know, we always do catch and release, so, you know, we always like to just take what guys are going to harvest. You know, we're not out to just kill a bunch of fish. So, yeah, the rates are the same because we're doing the same, you know, same in fuel, same in, you know, everything else. So, but we like to practice catch and release if possible, you know, every day anyway. So, the rates are the same.
Yeah, expenses don't change.
Yeah, they don't change.
But you're happy to, if a guy wants to go, you know, catch a rad fish and take a photo and chuck it back in, by all means.
Absolutely.
All I can think about is gas prices, right? I mean, they're so crazy. And what are you powered with?
We've got twin 350s. So
that's no slim fuel bill at the end of the day.
And our that boat is heavy. So, I mean, our fuel economy is like a half a mile a gallon. I think it's 0.4, so less than a half a mile a gallon. So fuel efficiency on that boat is not very good,
You operate that boat because of the comfort that it gives you and your passengers,
right?
Not because of lightning fast speed or crazy fuel economy.
Like, right, yeah.
And there's no way you're trailering a 12-foot beam boat to stomach gasoline. I mean, you're fueling up on the water where...
Yeah, we're over at Harbor, you know, here at, you know, paying the marina prices.
The full extent.
Yes.
Again, that's what I like so much about the boat, though. It's the blend between sport boat and crazy, custom, comfortable, you know, small boat feel. Like, it's just, it's rad. It's such a unique boat, and it's so tailored, perfect for fishing down here.
Jamie has had the most awesome smile the whole show until I mentioned gas prices.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
The reality just kind of kicked in.
It's hard to do that.
Yeah, man. It's all good.
Hey, another great text. Good morning, gentlemen. What a fun show. My question's for Jamie. Do you use spinning gear at all, and do you have and do you offer it on your boat? If so, what size, and could you give me recommendation for fishing from rockfish to yellowtail? Also, what is the coolest, most memorable fish you've caught over the years from Jason and OB?
Oh, some good questions.
Great questions. Yeah, we do have spinning gear. We fish those twin drag, which are a great kind of like in the middle of the Shimano. Twin power instead of, you know, like a Stella or, you know, some of their.
And I don't, let me correct one more time, too. It is not fair to call that reel in the middle. Shimano spinning gear has a Stella, which is like Mount Everest.
Mount Everest, yeah.
And then twin power is like the base camp of Mount Everest, and then it goes way down before you hit the middle. Like that's not middle; that's still crazy high.
Very, crazy high. So we have those twin powers on the boat. So fish and poppers. We like to have a couple of those tied on for fish and bluefin. But guys that can't cast a bait. We have those on the boat for guys that can't fish conventional reels and they're able to get their boat or their bait away from the boat.
Like that gentleman was talking about bringing his granddaughter, that kind of a situation too. Wants to bring his wife.
On the kids, we like to use those bait runners for the kids, So the bell is set, I can hear exactly when that fish is getting bit. Turn the handle.
What's the right size on a twin power for catching a cast and retrieve lure type fish? Is it 10,000, a 14,000?
Yeah, the 14s are what we have on the boat. For fish and poppers.
I love that because it's not such a giant reel that it feels cumbersome. It still fits in your hand okay, but 14s when you're starting to get a reel that is, that reel's capable of taking a 150, 200 pounder. If your goal is to get to 200 pound fish, a 14,000 size twin power is not the first reel on your mind, but should that be what eats your popper, you're still very much in the driver's seat.
You're still in the game, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
Very interesting.
Yeah, those are cool. Those are cool reels.
Yeah, and I think what our favorite fish is, there's some big sea bass, some of that 60 pound stuff that was on the beach in like 2014, seeing some of that, the big sea bass come, to gaff, at Great
Lighter.
There's nothing like that. I mean, bluefins, it's a beautiful thing, some of that big fish, but I think being on the anchor, on the squid nest, some of that big sea bass is...
Especially how chrome they are when they come sliding up. And one that looks that big, they're
in
just...
In green water,
huge everywhere. Like, the base of the tail is giant. They're just chrome. That's a cool... a cool fish.
Yeah.
I like it. Very good, Jason. Great text, man. Appreciate it very much. Hey, we're going to head on out to the tribute, find out what's going on the water. Are you picking us up, Mike?
Good morning, guys. Are we there?
There it is.
Hey. Hear the sonar.
Yeah. Wow. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Quick. We had some shots at some nice big bluefin there last night. We did not have much participation. We had the second day of our 2-day charter. We picked up 5 bluefin yesterday up to about 160 pounds. We had a pretty good shot last night. We only had 6 guys awake, and I think at one point everybody had one hook. So, you got to put in the effort if you want one of these big things.
Right now we're finishing up our
charter, catching a bunch of reds, so, can't not see because some of these areas we're fishing where you can catch bluefin and reds at the same time.
That's awesome, and some of the best cod fishing are around, but, that is a really good point that you bring up, Mike, and sometimes the fish count doesn't tell the tale. If you have 6 guys that are awake and everybody's got one on, you multiply that up by the whole boat, getting 2 go-rounds, and that's the difference between a 40 fish night and a 5 fish night, and the caliber of fishing was the same regardless. But it's if that's your goal to catch a big one in the dark, you got to put the participation in for it. And sometimes the fish count just doesn't tell the tale of how good it really was.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we started stopping last night after dinner, and big old New York steak dinner, and there were some beers and cocktails going around, and I kind of saw the writing on the wall. And after our second stop, we had 6 guys out, and I was like, the guys that fish, though, the fish got a pull on one or got to take a trophy home. So that is a thing. You look at some of these open party boats, you get a bunch of diehard anglers out, and you get your first couple of stops, you got, 25 to 30 jigs going up and down in the water, and that changes everything. I mean, it's just like a completely different world when the fish swim through, as opposed to 5 or 6 where, 3 of the jigs might not even be in the right spot at the time.
Sure. We always joke the first nighttime school never bites at 9 o'clock right after dinner. It never has the luxury of that happening. They always wait till midnight or 12:30 or 1 o'clock. But if you're up and you're putting the effort in for it, your opportunity of getting rewarded is always there.
Well, and that's the thing with a lot of these trips, you got to tell people, say, hey, we're going to be traveling for 5 hours. We do our safety seminar, we do our tackle seminar. Then it's like, if you are going to get a nap, now's the time. We're traveling 5, 6, 7 hours. And a lot of people can't do it. A lot of people are just out, guys want to come out and hang out and have a good time, have some beers, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to try to catch one of these big ones, you got to plan on staying up pretty much all night. I think we put our third fish on the boat last night at 106, so it's not a not for the timid.
Especially if the grade is as nice as you're talking about right now. Well, certainly sounds like the opportunities are there, Mike, and some big fish biting and some fun cods to take home, too. If somebody wants to come fishing, what's next for the tribute?
So, like when I called in yesterday, we're doing our Memorial Day deal here this afternoon, and we changed it up a little bit. If you buy a ticket and you have a friend that's got a valid military ID, bring them along as a comp. So, or if two of you have military IDs, it's half off.
Man, that's rad. How cool.
We had some good shots last night. We're leaving at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Really a half dozen people on the boat. So even if you're not military and you want to get on a trip to come out and catch a big one and have a very, very comfortable, roomy opportunity, this is it. And the weather looks a bit nicer tomorrow, too.
I can't imagine having the day and not going, you know, just like you say, just for the fact, like you say, that it's a light load and there's big fish around. And, you know, the fish count might not have been 200 fish last night, but if you were out there grinding away last night, you had one if you were on board the Tribune.
You did, and you'll see, you can check our social media, see the size of the fish that we're catching. And, you know, it's we've been running full, we've been carrying big loads, but you know, for whatever reason, tonight we're light. Half a dozen people, that's how many crew members we have on the boat. So,
you
want to come out and have some room to yourself, this is it.
And again, if you buy a ticket, you can bring somebody with a military ID for half price, Memorial Day special. I think that's so cool, Mike. Great job. Appreciate it very much, and we'll be following along on the social media to see how you guys do.
All right, thank you. I'm looking at about a 7-pound red floating up next to us here right now. So,
beautiful.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Appreciate it, Mike. We'll talk to you then. Thanks a lot for the call. How about we jump right back into him? We had some very good text standing by. It says, good morning, gentlemen. A great show. My question is for Jamie. When it comes to opportunities, if you could do either of the two and you knew you were going to have a successful day, yellowfin or bluefin, and why?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, any of the two, if I can get them going in the corner...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's it. So, I mean, yellowfin, they like to get in the corner and eat in the corner, what I'm saying, like, as far as chum, and they stick to the boat. I mean, that's probably my all-time. So.
Totally. Speed, adrenaline, action, getting bites.
Yep.
That's seasons.
Yep. That's our vibe.
That's cool, man. I dig it.
I like that vibe.
Yeah. I can handle that just fine.
Exactly.
How about we jump into the phones, Murray?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Hills? Hills Calm from Ventura talking about vibes. How you doing, Hills?
What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I really enjoyed the show yesterday. People should listen to that show with Brian from The Angler. All those stories were amazing. Brian touched on how things have changed, that people keep less fish because the fish is such higher quality, and he's gotten away from even jackpots, and it makes everybody kind of work together more. Like my fishing buddies, we split everything evenly. We keep less fish now. My question for Jamie is, let's say you had big bluefin and you want to release, you got your big bluefin, or, you know, how many do you need? And then what if you want to release those things? How do you release those quality bluefin that are probably hooked pretty darn well, you know? How do you do it?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I mean, it depends on the tackle that we're catching them on. So, I mean, if it's a... if it's a fly line type thing, you know, I mean, if you can't get the fish close to the boat, I mean, you kind of just break, you know, the line, that hook will be gone in a few days. But, you know, I mean, if you've got a flyer, you know what I mean, in its face, and, you know, you want to try to release it, I mean, it's trying to get the fish up close to the boat, kind of get, you know, one guy's, you know, kind of on the tail.
Put the gaff in the bend of the hook and try and pop it out.
Try to pop it out. So
it's a little bit of work, but it's doable.
It's totally doable.
And yet again, it's why you do a trip with four guys or five guys. It's why you do it with just you and your buds on a boat like that, because it is doable.
It is doable.
You know, and I mean, a sport boat would do everything they could to accommodate you also, but it's just done easier on a rig like yours.
Yeah, and, you know, after we catch that one bluefin, if that's going to feed the four guys and they want to do something else, we're changing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how many times have you gone out and skipped a flyer and caught a big one and iced it up and everybody together pulled on it and like, man, this is more than we could do. Can we go kelping and get action kelping, and go catch something on a popper? Like,
absolutely, yep.
And then away you go. You
and away we go.
Pull the gyros out and you go to the different zone and you start doing that.
Start doing that, yeah.
Sounds like so much fun.
I know, I love it. It's such a great operation. But hey, appreciate the call very much. Hills, another great text. Morning, guys. Always the best weekend wake-up call for 2 hours. I'm loving the show. Jamie, what do we need to bring if we're going on a full-day charter? What is included? I know you talked about tackle. Should we bring special lures like surface irons and poppers? What do we do for food and drink? Can't wait to come fishing with you. Uncle Mike from Huntington Beach.
Oh, that's a great question. So, yeah, basically we have all the tackle. Guys that want to bring their own gear are more than welcome to bring their own gear, their own tackle. If you've got a lure that you want to troll, that's maybe like your grandfather's lure or, you know, something, you can bring your lures. The only thing that we ask is, you know, food and drinks. Everybody brings a food and drink and a valid fishing license. So whether that's a Mexican fishing license or a California fishing license, and we handle pretty much everything else. So we've got a big Yeti on board. You can bring small coolers. We've got a microwave to heat anything up. And then, you know, obviously coffee in the morning, coffee all day if you want that. So, yeah, food, drinks, and a fishing license, which you need to bring. If we're fishing the Coronado Islands, the wristbands, FMMs, we take care of. That's included in the price.
Okay.
We just can't, you know, years past, I mean, now it's all online, so fishing licenses. So we just ask everybody, you know, to go online, purchase their own Mexican license.
So the Mexican license they provide, but the FMM, Coronado Island bracelets, all that kind of stuff, you handle that.
Yep.
Which
yep.
is that part, paperwork-wise, is definitely a little more difficult to do. Getting a license, kind of no problem. You go on, you put in your name, your info, your credit card, boom, it spits out, you're done.
Yeah, the FMM has been a little challenging.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
whenever they made that switch, and I don't even know what who hosted the FMM. It used to be that Boncerito, and now it's not. It is definitely been a lot more challenging to get it done.
A pain in the rear. How about
a pain
that?
In the rear. Yeah, it is. Well, that's really cool that you guys take care of that.
Yeah, it's not easy. And you know, sometimes we have some problems with guys with fishing licenses on the government site with their, you know, with their credit cards. So
sure.
A lot of times, 10 times, you know, out of whatever, it's their card. It's their bank that, you know, they're having issues. So try another card if you tend to go,
good point.
You know, buy a license and you can't get through or it just stops. Try another card.
There it is. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey, San Diego. Sell-a-thon means big savings, great selection, and only 5 days to save. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through Memorial Day and get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. It's the Ford Memorial Day Sell-a-thon, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end May 28th. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Jamie flip the coin.
All right.
And this winner will be, get the swag pack.
Yeah, we have season's coin for a season swag pack.
Is that a texter?
That is a caller.
Caller, okay. So a caller is Scott in Huntington Beach is getting a season sport fishing swag pack. And Ken in Santa Barbara winning the $300 Costa gift card. You can go on Costa and choose whatever you want.
Nice job, Ken. Right.
So cool. All right, well, man, how fast did that 2 hours go by?
Dude.
That was great.
Great conversation.
Jamie, what a great job, man. Can't even begin to thank you enough for taking the time to hang with us. And I know how busy you are, and the fam and the fishing. It's not easy to get you away, but we really appreciate it.
Appreciate
you
guys.
This was fantastic. So much good stuff. The boat, the gear, the service that you provide, all the great fishing. If somebody wants to book a trip, charter, open party, give us the details. Give us everything about season.
So, you can call me directly at 714-206-6146. We've got a real time calendar. Basically, it's got all of our book dates and open dates at www.seasonssportfishing.com. You can go right there on the calendar. You'll hit a reserve button, and that doesn't book the trip. I'll give you a call at that point, and then we go and finish up the book.
Hold your space and time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. And then you two talk. You figure everything out. You figure out price, time, all that kind of good stuff.
Yep.
Away you go.
Yep.
Awesome. And an open party trip. How do we find out when those make their way out?
So Instagram, like all of our stuff is done through Instagram as far as our posting our parties. And then on the calendar side on the website, you'll see it'll be an open party trip on a certain day. You can reserve that, book your one spot. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, or you can call the landing, Fisherman's Landing,
And the handle on Instagram?
It's Seasons Sport Fishing.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Great job, man. So much fun. Really appreciate having you in
Thank
here.
You
I can't
guys.
Wait for the season. And keep us in the loop, man. Let us know when season's going, all the big fish and all the great stuff you're doing, Jamie.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you,
awesome
guys. Appreciate
job.
You.
And we appreciate you listening. What a fun show that was. And another couple of great ones coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, it's just Corey and I. We're going to be hanging out, talking fishing. Captain Tim Ekstrom was coming. He's got a trip out to sea. So he's going to be coming back the following weekend. So just Corey and I hanging out, having a great time talking bass and tackle and the good times that we always do. So that's always a fun show. And the next Sunday, Captain Rick Slatkin from the Oceanside 95 is going to be joining us. It's going to be another great couple of shows. We're looking forward to it. Big thanks to JP for keeping us going today. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the app. And we'll talk to you next week. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.